Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome back to Braxton Family Values. I have some sad but happy news. It is a season finale. So we're going to get straight into it. We have your Put Out Your Cigar, TNT Showdown, Wedding Bells, Men Have Feelings Too, News and Gossip Special segment, and more. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
I think we have, like, our dance down pack for this. Yes! Let's get the energy right because, listen, it's about to get heated, okay? We are engaged and enraged. If you don't know what that means, you're about to see, okay? Hey, guys, welcome back to Braxton Family Values, the beautiful panel that you know you love to see every Thursday night. It's the season finale, guys, and, you know, they left us with a bang, and we're just going to get straight into it. But before that, I'm your host, Sierra Stafford, and to the left of me, I have Imani.
Hey, guys, Imani J in the building. On this Thursday night.
Oh, yes. And back at the table, it's your man, Tyler Tyson.
Yes.
Hey, guys.
I'm Erica Hunter.
Yes, we're all back. You know, we couldn't leave y'all hanging without all the four of us, the Fab Four, as we like to call ourselves. But, guys, it was a lot. You know, the finale kind of gave us the more juiciness we've been looking for. So we have a lot to discuss. But we want to start it off with, you know, they're still in Napa Valley, of course. So they prolonged this episode. And, you know, it started off as a great trip, but it ended kind of rocky. So, of course, starting off, you know, Kevin was the husband of the crew, so he wants to bring all the men together, kumbaya. So he decides to give them a cigar as a peace offering, you know, be like, you know, thank you for coming. I like you guys. Welcome to the fam. And as soon as the cigars were handed out to all the males, Tamar lost it. She just lost it. It kind of threw us off for a loop. So just starting off, let me just first ask you guys, will you control your significant other whether they can smoke or not?
When you say control, like...
I mean, okay, that is kind of worth it. Okay, so, for example, they all got the cigars, correct? Now, David, apparently, he doesn't smoke, okay? But, of course, it's like saying you don't have to smoke the cigar. It's just a nice peace offering. But Tamar didn't see it that way. She automatically was like, nope, you ain't taking it, you're not smoking it, nothing. So, do you think...
I couldn't tell if her reason for saying that was because she just doesn't like to be around smoke, or she actually thought that it was ghetto. Because if you all remember her mentioning that it was ghetto, I don't think that partaking in a cigar especially is ghetto.
And she also said that the type of work that he does, he's not a reality star. He actually has a whole business that he runs with, according to her, billionaire clients, and that smoking goes against, like, his quote-unquote brand or something like that.
Or the clients.
Or the clients' brand, right. I just don't think... It's one thing for me to be like, yo, Eric, I don't think you should be smoking. But I'm not, there's no way I'm going to put my hand up to his, that's mine. No, that's so childish. Like, that's just on a whole level of immaturity that is uncalled for.
Yeah, I really think it had nothing to do with it being ghetto, because even like Vaughn pointed out, and as you were mentioning, nothing about smoking a cigar is ghetto.
Exactly.
Like, who smokes cigars? I just walk down the street and see people smoking cigars in the hood. I never see that. Yeah. Like, we're just kicking this smoking cigar. No, that does not happen. I think it was more so that it came from Kevin, and they're already experiencing this beef or this unspoken, you know, tension between them. So I think it was because it came from
Trina.
That's
a good point. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
But honestly, the whole entire time, she was just not having it with him having fun. Even Tony pointed it out. Like, come on, dang, this dude cannot stay out of trouble. And it's like, let him have fun. This is family time. Whether it's ghetto or not, let's have fun.
And I didn't understand why the need. She was like, I need to monitor what everybody's saying. And like, really, why?
What are you monitoring? Like, that's my question.
I would that just has never happened. My significant other can go in a room with whomever Not that I have one, by the way. We can go in the room with that.
That's all.
And I don't want
to
start. I didn't want to start nothing. But I just feel like you can go in the room with whomever. I don't need to know exactly what was said, who said. Well, I don't have to interrogate you. Like, if something happened and people are talking behind my back, I expect you to come in. Like, yo, we got to go. Because such and such said such and such. And, you know.
Yeah. But not even that. I feel like it's a good thing if you can leave me in the room by myself with your family. I'll be scared if he couldn't. I'd be like, what's up? Why you ain't mingling?
And
why
you ain't getting along? He's a grown man and he's been in his business for however long he's been in there. He understands how that works. And I'm sure his clients are probably smoking cigars as well. They would not judge him. And on top of that, he's a grown man. When he was offered the cigars, he could have said himself, no, I'm good, but thank you.
Thank you.
Because she also, which we'll probably get into later, she wants to talk about this etiquette thing and how this is not proper etiquette to do this. That was proper etiquette by offering those cigars.
And to receive it
and
say thank you.
And him taking it and saying thank
you.
That's
the proper thing to do, right?
Yeah. And I'm glad that Von kind of stepped up and was like, ghetto, you know, this is a socioeconomic thing people can do.
Mm-hmm. Everybody can, yeah.
So, you know, everyone's just not, you don't hear, oh, let's go smoke a cigar. Let's go to a cigar shop. You don't hear that, you know? So I don't think she meant to call it ghetto. It was just Tamar, Ben Tamar. And she also mentioned that, you know, I don't smoke up any kind, whether it's cigar, weed, or...
She said
marijuana. Cigar. She said they know I don't like to be around any type of smoke. So I think the whole idea, you know, she don't like it and trying to protect David, which I do get, you know, I respect that. But like I said, he's still a grown man.
Wait, pause. Yes. Didn't they take a trip somewhere? They didn't go to, like, some place and, like, I want to say it was an island and all the sisters partook in some weed. Like, even Tony. I believe if I'm... Y'all...
Even Tamar?
Y'all pull up these receipts. I think it was either last season or the season before. They went to a tropical island, and while they were on this... even the mother went, and while they... Mommy didn't participate, though. But while they were on this island, they were so amped up about it, and they were like, well, since we're here, you know, we're going to do something that we don't really do often. And they all smoked weed, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, Tamar said the reason why she doesn't smoke is because she knows she's trying to protect her vocal cords, which I can understand. But I don't think that that's any reason to downplay, you know, the fact that your sisters want to do it.
How does this look?
Uh-oh. Her body language just shifted, so I was like, oh gosh. Imani's trying to be nice. We're mean girls, so we're going to try to keep it classy for you guys.
I don't want to be a mean girl, but I just think that Tamar, if she didn't feel comfortable being around the smoke, she could have just been like, oh, you know, I'm going to go make me a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, y'all. Like, there's a way. Like, you don't always have to stress your opinion or stress how you feel, because it's not going to come off right all the time.
Yeah. And a lot of times we actually agree with what she's saying. Like, for this instance, you know, I guess she's trying to protect David. Cool. But it's your delivery.
It's always
just a delivery. So if she works on that, I'm pretty sure a lot of problems they have wouldn't even be there, honestly and truthfully, if we're being real.
Yeah, I was going to say, her delivery is a problem across the board. So I think that that's something that she has to, in herself, think, okay, this is an issue. I need to actively work on it. Until she does that.
But she's getting a check off of her delivery. The reason that we watch this show, the reason that there are a million of Tamar's, I think people forget that we are fans. The reason we're on this show is because we're fans. We get frustrated.
Yes.
There you go.
We're frustrated, but we are fans. So, but still, the reason that we are fans is because of her actions, because she's so over the top. Sometimes it gets on our nerves. Sometimes we find it funny. But she's very consistent in the sense that she's always acting like a child, always acting like a baby, always over the top.
And true fans, keep it real. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you got to keep it real.
Like, and with your family and friends, keep it real.
And what I don't like, that just how you said being childish.
Thank you.
What you saying?
Okay, so the chat room is popping already. I told you there are 8 people in the chat room. Shout out to Aaron Brody. I hope I said your name right. He said, yes, they did, Tyler. They all went to Jamaica, and I thought it was Jamaica, and they smoked weed in the courtyard.
Oh, not the description.
Did he confirm
and
they put that Tamar
it, and they put it out before Miss Evelyn caught them. And Tamar was involved in this. I'm telling you.
Aaron,
I'm not crazy.
For that.
Yeah. But to get back to what I was saying about how you mentioned the childish thing, Kevin brought that up. Like, I'm not going to talk to this child. And I mean, it was so accurate, and for everyone to just pretend like that was just so wrong of
like
them
to
say.
Like, they have not called Tamar a child before. Yeah. They call her child all the time.
I'm like, let's just be real with Tamar. Like, girl, your attitude has been crappy.
I think it's because, I'm sorry, I think it's because everyone is so emotional right now, mm-hmm. and the sisters are trying to just defend one another so badly that I think they were like, that was out of line, Kevin. So I think the emotions are high. That's why they're defending Tamar. But she does act like a kid. Yeah. And, you know, mm-hmm. they're fed up. Kevin and Tracy are ready to throw hands. So it's like kind of, and Tamar is the goal. So
yeah. But in defending Tamar, are we able to see what it's doing to Tracy?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Like, absolutely.
It's so make horrible. Her crazy. Because even when Kevin was trying to speak, yeah, he was speaking a little loud, but he wasn't being rude. He was trying to defuse the situation. But I think
Before we jump to that, you know, we're going to make sure our delivery is good for you guys. So, Erica, tell them how we're going to deliver it straightforward.
Yes.
And very classy.
So, before we move on to our next topic, we just want to thank you all for tuning in, being consistent after buzzers, allowing for us to do what we love to do here. So, if you're on YouTube right now, be sure to like that video right there. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and Spotify. And be sure to join us week after week as we give you shows that you all love and appreciate.
Yes, thank you guys. All the 5 stars, we would definitely love it. Okay, guys, so, I mean, we're already kind of hinted you guys to the next topic. So, of course, we know the TNT showdown existed. So, TNT is Tamar and Tracy. You know, it wouldn't be a finale without it, right? So, you know, Tracy is fed up with Tamar and Tamar is fed up with Tracy. Let's just put it out there. It's what it is. They both feel like, you know, there's no point in talking to one another. And then 1 minute, Tamar is like, well, let's talk about it. So, starting off, I just want to ask you guys, whose side are you? I hate to say let's pick sides, but in this situation, if we just think about it, who do you have more sympathy for in the situation? Because they're both equally as mad. I think Tracy's a little bit more here, of course, but who do you have more of a soft spot for in this battle? Because this is hard.
I'll let you go first.
Let's go.
Telling Tyler before the show, I feel for Tracy. Because for her to say on the show that she feels like she's the sister who's not heard, who's not considered, who just feels like she's been the one to support everyone else and no one has actually done that for her. Like, I could imagine being in, you know, I don't have many siblings, but if I was a part of 5 to 6 siblings and I felt like the oddball out, it would definitely damage me to a point where I would be like, you know what, y'all not my sisters, y'all my coworkers.
I was just about to say
because I mean, they've been in this continual cycle of trying to figure things out, but Tracy is just like, I'm tired of taking the short end of the stick. And I feel for her. Like, I really do.
We're so extra.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I definitely have my soft spot in this situation is for Tracy. I think they both love to be like, they both have said, I'm the black sheep. I'm the black sheep of the family. First of all, there can only be one black sheep. Let's be clear. Like, you can't have two black sheep.
At this point, we need none.
There's only one. And the one that is, basically, everyone knows the black sheep is the one that gets ignored, that gets overlooked. Nobody listens to what they have to say. They don't care about their feelings. And if you look at every story for the last 6 seasons, that's Tracy. Tamar is always the center of attention. People always listen to what Tamar has to say, even if they disagree, even if she's cussing people out, mm-hmm. whether it's Iyanla, whether it's, what's the pastor that took the money from the Republican Party to start the black church?
T.D. Jakes.
Whether it's the other little lady that they used to, Dr. Sherry, all of those people, they always listen to what Tamar has to say. The person that does get the short end of the stick every single time it's Tracy. So she is the true black sheep of the family.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, this is something so simple, but whose birthday are we celebrating?
That too.
It's Tracy's birthday.
Also, like in a couple days,
And who are we celebrating? No one really gave, well, from what we're seeing on the show, her husband was the only one who gave that happy birthday. I didn't see the whole family like, yo, it's both of my sister's birthday.
But okay, if we have not let's say our birthdays are 2 days apart. If we have historically only celebrated one person's birthday
at a time,
this is not the year to start. So if this was, always celebrated my birthday first, and this is my day, we're celebrating my birthday today, and we'll celebrate yours 2 days from now. Now, what we are supposed to do is come back together 2 days from now. And if we don't, once again, this goes back to she's the black sheep.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
We're not going to have a 2-for-1, no.
Because the trip, I'm not going to lie, the trip did say we're throwing this party for Tamar's birthday. And I think that's why she was so mad, because she felt like it wasn't celebrating her birthday. She was like, you know, this is the worst birthday ever. even Vaughn was like, wait, did I throw something off? We'll get into that. But, you know, everyone was kind of like, Tamar saying, I don't feel like my birthday, but we were like, how does it not feel like your birthday? But, like, they said she's spoiled. Mm-hmm. She wants all the attention. And Tawanda said, we know we made you this way. It's our fault. We made you spoiled like this. And she's the youngest. I mean, of course.
But she's also 40.
Exactly. 42.
When is enough enough?
And 40 and you're crying over mm-hmm. her birthday, like, it's my party. And, like,
and I do love that Tony stepped up and said something.
And she was also crying over the fact that they had only gotten her a birthday card and some shades.
I was going to bring that up.
I'm like, okay, it's the thought that counts. They planned this trip for you. They didn't have to do that. But
let me tell you something. My birthday is on Christmas. And what you cannot do is get me one gift. That is just not even an option.
Thanks for letting us
you have to get me a birthday different. Gift and a Christmas. So my point is, though, if we are at a gathering and it's my birthday and y'all are like, we're blood sisters, sisters and brothers, and y'all cannot show up with one gift and be like, happy birthday from the three of us. Unless it's a phenomenal gift. Like, you just can't, you cannot, not, and it's not like we're hurting for money. Well, not all of us are hurting for money. Like, most of them have boyfriends and husbands and whatever. Like, you cannot, even if it's a t-shirt, even if it's a little trinket that costs $5 from the corner, whatever it is, you have to come with your own gift. Like, don't cheat me out of, I only get one day out of the year. Don't cheat me on my day.
And she did mention, like, I get y'all Gucci bags. And y'all give me some. And so, and I will say, because I'm the type, I go all out. So if I go all out and when my time come around and you don't, mm-mm. Oh, baby, you can cut me off. Period.
I guess I don't do the tit for tat thing, though. So, like, if I get you a Gucci bag and you give me a pair of shades, I mean, maybe I'm just in a position to where I can get
it's not the label it's of the gift. So let's put it, it's not the label, it's just giving something in general.
Yeah,
just
forget that.
Yeah, the thought.
If you don't tell me happy birthday on Facebook or Instagram, I'm not telling you happy birthday on Facebook.
And I'll be honest, I've done that before. Really? Like, and it can be no beef, but it's like, you didn't tell me happy birthday, so I'm not going to tell you happy birthday.
I don't remember who tells me happy birthday or not. So, like, I'll still tell you happy birthday.
I'm going to think about it. Did this?
Because it's like, you watched all of this to not tell me happy birthday.
So the chat room is Ben. Shout out to Stormy Woods, R1997 _, and Mo Vlogs. Okay, so Stormy basically said, when you asked who was wrong between Tamar and Tracy, she said that they're both are wrong. She also went on to say that if you are that close to hitting someone, that you're lunging at them, you need to deal with that before it gets out of control. And then R1997 said that I think it's a guy. If it's not, I'm sorry. they believe that they celebrated Tracy's birthday at the premiere for this season. I don't recall that, but okay.
And we neither.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Sorry, Tracy, yet again.
Did you see
black sheep?
Let us see the clip. I don't know.
send us the link.
Well, I will give. Oh, you have more?
Mo Vlog said, my presence is gift enough.
Okay.
I am the gift. Too.
Well, listen, if you're going to be the gift, well, never mind. I was going to say, just come in a bow.
PG-13.
Okay, there we go. It was PG. But I will say, I will give Tamar this. She did apologize to David after Tony kind of gave her kumbaya mama. She was like, you know, I didn't mean to lash out like that. I was just looking out for you. So I'll give her two claps for that. And David, of course, was like, you know, I love you. You know, David's just such a pushover.
Yes.
I like how he understands where she's coming from. Not that he agrees with it, but that is his woman, so he has to defend her, which he has been doing, but also being understanding of other people's opinion. But I do have a question. What was the last thing? What was the topic you just mentioned?
About, was it Tamar?
Yeah.
Oh, she's crazy.
It'll come back.
Okay. Tamar is being wrong. I don't know. Well, it'll come back. But okay, let's move on. So, of course, you know, at the in the midst of everything, Vaughn decided, you know, it's the perfect time to drop the question. Now, the proposal was sweet. Don't get us wrong, but it was for us for it to be so anticipated. We thought it would have been a little bit more romantic, especially with the midst of all the fights. I feel like he could have prolonged it. I'm just be honest. But he proposed to Trina, of course. So finally, congrats, we're happy. Trina. Don't get us wrong. But I don't know if I kind of feel for Tamar on this one. You know, she was like, it's my birthday now. We got past the birthday thing. Honestly, we don't even feel like it's a birthday anymore. We'd just be real. But, you know, Tamar was kind of like not here for it. She was like, it's my birthday. Are you kidding me? You just proposed. So it kind of left a bad taste in Vaughn's and Trina's mouth because they're like, you know, this is a once in a lifetime moment. You have plenty of birthdays, mm-hmm. you know. Mm-hmm. So just show that excitement. And she kind of was dry and was like, congrats, I'm off. How was, that wrong?
Can I go first on this one, please?
Oh, go for it. Go, just go.
Vaughn was 150,000% wrong for proposing okay. on Tamar's birthday. As I just said, my birthday's on Christmas, so I have had to
grow up.
I had to grow up sharing my day. Really strongly about I had to grow up sharing my day with the world. So, yeah. like, everybody gets gifts on my birthday, mm-hmm. and it takes a strong person to like be cool with that.
I can see because
like
yeah.
every like if my birthday was April 1st or April 3rd, that's my nobody cares about April 3rd except me. So all of my family and friends will be concerned about me on April 3rd on Christmas. You have your house, you have your, everybody has a tree and their gifts flowing everywhere. So my thing is, don't impose your celebration on my day. Because now forever in a day, they will be celebrating the day they got engaged, which will be on Tamar's birthday. So the focus will no longer be about Tamar and her day. It'll be about Trina and Vaughn on their anniversary.
Pick me. Wait. Pick me.
Can I tag myself for a second?
Tag
I'm not going to tag you, sis. Okay. Just real quick. Vaughn said, it's not her exact
He did say that.
Birthday.
He did. And if that's true, then I take everything
Honestly,
I said back.
It wasn't. We know it wasn't. We can tell it wasn't.
I take it all back.
It wasn't the exact just
not
day.
All, do not do anything on somebody's exact birthday.
It was just during
birthday.
The celebration.
And that's fine.
Yeah, but the whole celebration had been messed up.
Right. They had Tamar's birthday dinner, and then they had a separate dinner. Mm-hmm. Vaughn proposed on at the separate dinner.
I do remember
now,
that.
Now, if he would have proposed during Tamar's birthday dinner, then mm-hmm. I would have had an issue.
Yeah.
But the fact that he was respectful enough to say, okay, I'm going to propose on this separate dinner
right.
where we're not celebrating anything, really. We're just here yeah. together and having a good time.
And so, therefore, he was, in that case, looking at it that way, he was not wrong. But if it was Tamar's yeah. birthday,
absolutely.
He was wrong.
I'm going to be honest, he wasn't.
He also mentioned that they were having a discussion about partners and relationships. So I don't know how they decided to edit that out because we didn't see that conversation. Right. All we seen was that it was a very heated moment at the table and then he popped the question. So my thing is, if that was the case and it was still heated prior to then, maybe he wanted to make, you know, a more happier moment than such
I didn't even think of that.
Time.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest though and say I don't think it's Vaughn's fault because think about it too. If Tamar was happy that her birthday weekend was going better, she wouldn't have been salty about the proposal. It was just the fact that everything has been going bad for her the whole time. So to see that, like, somebody happy on my weekend, I've been pissed this whole time, I think that's the real problem. Because it's her sister. She's going to be happy for her regardless. And she likes one. She said, you know, you my dog. She said that to him or something like that.
What I did not like, though, is when she stormed out. Tamar stormed out,
exactly.
and then she went in the back room, and then she was like, she said something, that B.
Yeah,
I did not. I was like, how dare you say something like that about your sister? And I know ladies call each other the B word all the time, but that was not that type of B word.
That's supposed to show you. She was so salty about everything else that was going wrong because of her. She couldn't even be happy for her. That's what I'm saying. If she was happy, she probably would have been happy for Trina in that moment. Not saying it's okay. It's just the fact that it's Tamar. She's been selfish, so mm-hmm. it just kind of went over, trickled into that situation.
I'm going to read like I said, the chat room is jumping.
Yeah,
before
going.
I get to that, though, what did y'all think about Tamar live streaming?
I was going to bring that up. So we can shut in two real before we get to them. So Vaughn was actually upset that his friend hit him up and was like, hey, dude, you're engaged. And Vaughn was like, how do you know that? So the whole time, Tamar was live streaming the engagement, so all the fans saw it. Like, mm-hmm. And Vaughn was pretty upset about that. So that was a big deal. And Tony kind of mentioned, like, you know, Tamar, you lashing out in front of the TV. It's not a good look. And she was like, well, the fans already seen it on my live. So it really don't even matter. So she didn't give a crap.
Not only that, it was the faces that she was making during the live chat.
Always the faces.
That was horrible. Yep. But that was my question to you guys. Why is it easier? Because she apologized to
David.
Legos.
Oh, yeah.
David. I'm still calling him that. She apologized to him and was able to recognize her wrong towards her man, but not that same energy for her sisters. And it's very evident that what she did was wrong.
Mm.
Very evident.
Well, why is it easier to
listen? I feel like it's just so much boiling up that they're not thinking straight. You know, like, it's so many issues they're having as a sisterhood. So they're not thinking straight about anything. And I mean, that's just,
and
just
sometimes,
what it is.
And sometimes you do more for your relationship to keep your relationship good than you do for, like, your friendships and family ships. Like,
that
the
is
relationship
true.
For a lot of people is the most important thing.
That because you take your family relationships, or at least I think, mm-hmm. for granted, yes. opposed to your intimate relationships. Relationships, mm-hmm. you're in fear of, for losing lack of better
it.
Words, of losing
but
it.
You feel, yeah. But your family, your close friends, yeah, they're there, exactly. you know. But this
yeah,
person.
She's willing to lose Tracy. They're not talking. It's like, whatever, we don't have to talk. So I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
R1997, who is a girl, she said that the premiere of this season was done on Tracy's birthday. And I do remember the premiere. It was down there on Sunset Boulevard, and they were celebrating Tracy's birthday. But it wasn't for the camera, though. Cameras were off, but they did celebrate her birthday, Tracy.
Well, they had to put the cameras on then, because we're not seeing it.
I just want Tracy to have her moment.
Exactly. Like, let us see it on TV then, if that's the case.
And then Love Gina said, so y'all telling me that Tracy can forgive her cheating husband, but can't forgive sisters about things that happened 25 years ago? They didn't get Tracy pregnant. That's a very good point.
Ooh.
That's a very good point. Memes 135
energy right now.
Said that I'm team Tracy and Trina. And Love Gina also said that he should have told Tamar about the proposal before he did it, and that it was disrespectful.
Yeah, or possibly what, even brought all the sisters together, like, you know, tomorrow.
Yeah, it was kind of out the blue.
Yeah.
He took the men, but they don't count. I mean,
Can we talk about how lousy the proposal was?
That proposal was sucky.
He had his hand so over lousy. His mouth.
This like, part is what got me. When he, like, is having this moment, and he's talking, and he pulls out of his pocket.
And just puts it on
and
the
just
table.
Sits it there like.
But he was talking so casually, like.
Who does this? So you just gonna let it sit there though? Like, we just not gonna acknowledge the fact that there's a right box there. On the table.
And he didn't get down on a knee.
It was a week.
Said, oh,
it was
we're
a
looking
week.
At each other face
Will you
to
marry
face.
Me?
It was a week.
It was so weak.
Very. Yeah. I'm sorry, Vaughn. It was anticipated, so we expected flower gardens, champagne bottles popping,
playing.
Yeah, something, Vaughn. And you gave us.
Womp, womp.
Here.
Mediocre. He could have got the sisters together and had them sing a lovely song. They have beautiful
He was just
voices.
Ready to propose, y'all.
He was just ready.
Ready.
I mean, we know that Vaughn loves her. Like,
oh, yeah,
that
for
is
sure.
for sure. I love Vaughn. I think their relationship is going to be great. But that was just like...
The funny part was when he's like, I'm ready to go. It's time to go. It's going downhill. Like, we don't need to wait till in the morning. Like, let's get our stuff and let's go to the airport now.
Yes. But all the men were looking at Tamar like, dang, this like... I just felt it. They're like, this girl is... I'm happy I didn't pick her.
And that's why she's with the 85-year-old
exactly.
man.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, speaking of the men, you know, our last topic is men have feelings, too, as we saw this episode. All the men, literally every man, had a part to say. You know, of course, Vaughn had some stuff about Tamar. David and Sean, you know, David was getting treated like a kid, but he wanted to be an adult and kind of get the sisters together. So David and Sean kind of said, you know, let's come together. Let's try to see what we can do because we're tired of this. And, you know, some of the sisters were like, these new cats been in here for what, a few months? You can't tell us what to do. And then Kevin is like, you know, you can't. I've been here for decades and I don't get in the middle. So what do you guys think about that? Do you think David and Sean was wrong for intervening, or do you think they were just trying to do what's best for the family? They didn't really care about how long, who it is. They just say, we're tired of this, let's step in. What is your approach on that?
I think their hearts were in the right place. Their intentions mm-hmm. were good. But I do agree that they haven't been in the family long enough to say, okay, I want to act as the counselor and mediate this conversation. Yeah. What I did appreciate was them stepping out, though, mm-hmm. from the dinner and mm-hmm. saying, okay, now give you guys your time to speak, and us men will step out. I think that was nice. But again, I don't think they have the right to say, okay, well, now let's all sit down and let's work this out, because they haven't been around for long. Right?
And they're not even in the family. They're both
Period.
Boyfriends. So,
so
you
y'all
said,
can leave tomorrow and we still be 50.
Yeah, like you said, I agree. I think that their hearts were in the right place. But they, I low key, as much as I like her, I low key blame Tawanda a little bit. I feel like Tawanda should have stepped up and said, you know what, I appreciate you, Sean, for trying to do this. And David, I appreciate you both for trying to do this, but really, this is like a sister issue, and it's just going to cause more backlash if you do it. So maybe I should be the one to try to initiate and get everyone together. And maybe it'll be better received if I do it, since these are my sisters. Right. So I'll take what you said. This is how we'll do it. And then when it comes to that point, you, the guys, can excuse themselves. Like, that's how it should have happened. But I low-key think that Tawanda was cool with it because she kind of needs the storyline and this drama. And so it was like, you know, because Tawanda's not dumb. She's very smart. And oh, she knows right from wrong. One. She knows. So I say all that to say it's for the ratings.
And Tracy did say that to her. She was like, Tawanda, you know how I felt about this, and you allowed this to happen. I told you I don't want to talk right now, and you let your boyfriend and put it in. She did, but, you know, Imani, what you think?
I don't think she... I mean, okay, she did overreact, but I understand. Mm-hmm. Because if we're all saying, like, she's unheard, she's never celebrated, she's not supported, it all of that builds up. And then to put me in a situation that I did not want to be in.
True. I was trying to avoid.
That's horrible. And then for my husband to come in and try to explain to you guys why I'm feeling this way. And then I'm still getting all this, like, faces. Like, you're disrespecting my man now. So it's like, oh, y'all tripping. Yeah.
But at whatever age Tracy is, which we know she's older than Tamar. So she's well up into her 40s, maybe in 50s. You at this age need to know how to control yourself when you're that angry. Now, I agree with
they
you.
They honestly
all did her wrong. It kind of was a setup a little bit, and she had every right to be angry. Yeah. But at 45 plus, that means, okay, you know what? I get my stuff. Let's go. And we go. That's it. No need to fight the crew, cussing back and forth, coming back. Like, no, you're not 12. You're not 32. You're 45 plus. Like, let's act like it.
You know better.
She definitely does know better, but she did try to walk out. That's what she did. Oh, y'all leaving me in here? Oh, I'm going with the fellas because I'm not a part of this. So she knew where it was going to take her.
And she should have kept walking.
She tried to remove herself from it, but she, at that point, she probably was hot.
And she
and
was
she's
hot.
Been hot. She's
I would say
been
she was ready. I think she just wanted
ticking,
to.
Yeah. Ticking bomb.
This was, I feel like when she did it, she was like, I know this is crazy, but I don't care no more. Yeah. I think she knew. She knew. But she said, I'm so heated, I don't care.
She put on that orange hair and she was ready.
She came back.
Wait, was it battle. The orange hair?
Yes,
the orange hair.
She was ready for battle.
And I want to wrap it up with Kevin. So, you know, Kevin been there for the longest. He's the OG of the group, as we know. So you think it would have been a difference if he was the one to mediate it versus Sean and David?
No, they don't respect.
They don't
him.
Like him.
And Tamar said that. Boy, don't nobody respect you. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm like,
that's crazy. Ooh. And she said, go back to jail. And,
go back. Yeah, she said it to him.
When that came out, I was like, Tracy's about to be really pissed now when she hears that.
When she see that?
Oh, yes. It's disrespect.
So now it's going to really be a, I don't know. You know, guys, that's just quick. We're just going to give our last final thoughts of the entire season thus far. It was crazy. It ended very well, but we're going to see what happens next season. But our last final thoughts of what we expect to happen for next season, guys. I'll start with you, Imani.
Oh, we're going to start with me first. Always going to start with me with these predictions, y'all, because I'm just...
That team to have you piping up.
It doesn't. You know what? I don't think that this relationship between Tracy and Tamar is going to heal because Tamar is who she is. Tracy is who she is. And I don't think they match very well. And I actually think that it's going to be a bit of a separation between Tracy and the rest of the sisters because I don't think she's feeling any of them.
Mm. Okay.
Mm. Wow. So I'm going to give a little bit more optimistic thought. I have one of my best friends in the whole world is a girl, and she has a sister, and they have gone at it to the point, I mean, ever since we were little, to the point where I thought there's no coming back from it. And every single time, they come back. And so I have now come to the belief that with sister, there's this sisterly bond that nobody can understand, that nobody can really break. Y'all can cuss each other out, pull out hair, all of this. And somehow, it may take months, it may take years, but somehow they always come back. Well, and so I am hopeful in this situation that they can come back. I don't think that it's going to be a quick comeback. Mm-hmm. I think there's always going to be a little whatever because of who we're dealing with. And it's not even Tracy I'm talking about. I just don't think Tamar has the capacity to really fully let something go. And then, yeah, I don't know. So,
yeah.
Maybe it is not going to happen. I take it back.
I talked myself out of it.
She was like,
optimistic. You said you were going to take that.
Because, it was one of those when I started to actually say it out loud. It was foolish.
Because, I mean, I want them to, but Tamar is a child, and Tracy is hurt and is not seeking any type of counseling. That she needs counseling. Tracy needs, and there's nothing wrong with counseling. She needs counseling to let all of this stuff go. The record deal, the pregnancy, it's 25 plus. None of us, well, I was here. I don't even think y'all were here when this was going on. Like, let it go. But because we're dealing with that, that kind of made me think maybe they can't get over it. Because they don't, as Yana said, they're not willing to do the work.
Yeah. I just want to point the finger. What you got, Erica?
You know, I think given how many deaths they've experienced in their family, something about traumatic experiences in your family make you wake up. You know, you begin to realize life is short. This grudge that I'm holding, this resentment that I feel, is it really worth it? And, you know, at the end of this episode, they actually mentioned that the family is taking a break because of the most recent passing in their family. So I think that with Gabe passing and with their niece passing, they'll begin to at least try to make amends because, again, the traumatic experiences will wake you up and life will happen to you. So I'm hopeful for that.
Mm. Okay, well, she finished the optimistic
part off. And I'm just going to be quiet because I don't want to mess up the positive vibes.
Yeah, because I was thinking something negative, Mario.
I'll be moderate, I guess. I hate to say it. So I'm just going to predict, since you already touched on the Tamar thing and Trina, I'm going to predict that Vaughn and Trina are going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Lovely.
Love them.
I'm going to predict that Sean and Tawanda, I honestly have high hopes for them. I ain't going to lie, because Sean seems like a cool guy. Tamar and Legos, David, I think it's going to be a flop. I hate to say it. I don't think they're going to make it. And Tony, I just hope she opens up more next season. I'm tired of the whole, I don't want to talk about it. Listen, sis, if you coming back, talk about it. Mm-hmm. If you ain't going to talk about it, don't come back.
Don't come back.
It's just dry. So, yeah, that's just my conclusion for everyone. And I just really hope that Tamar and Tracy can talk about it. But honestly, I understand where Tracy's coming from and her hurt. And I really feel like Tamar's not going to give her that sympathy she needs. Mm-hmm. So I'm honestly scared. I hate to say it. I'm scared for their relationship, especially hearing about the jail stuff. It's just been a lot. So we're just going to pray for them.
Yeah.
But of course, guys, let us know what you think. You've been letting us know. So just keep it going.
This conversation is going.
Yes, so, and we appreciate you guys. We wish we can talk to you forever. But of course, just stay tuned for next season. Hopefully see us again.
Oh, yes.
But till next time, guys, I'm Sierra Stafford. You can find me on my social media at Sierra B. Stafford. Go follow because I'll be waiting.
Well, follow me too while y'all right there. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Imani Ajak and at ImaniJTV.com, where I'm covering everything pop culture.
Shout out to Michelle Robinson, R1997, Mims 135, and everybody. Love Gina and everybody else in the chat room. And after you follow those two, come and follow me and get your entire life at The Tyler Tyson on all social media.
You might as well follow all of us. So follow me at Erica Joy H.
Yes, go follow us. Bye, guys.
Bye.
We love you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.